The White House and the nuclear industry put enormous pressure on the House and Senate to pass this bill, which overrode the state of Nevada's veto of Yucca Mountain as the nation's first radioactive garbage dump. That pressure may explain the House's lopsided vote of 307 to 117 to approve the plan, and the Senate's approval by a vote of 60 to 39. The politics of this are transparent and selfish. Let's start with the nuclear industry. Under siege for years, it sees Yucca Mountain as a way to spin the impression that wastes gathering on-site at power plants have been removed. If successful, the industry could win a new lease on life, for which it has struggled since Three Mile Island in the 1970s. For the Bush administration, a rebirth of the industry is just another building block in an energy policy that promotes yesterday's environmentally risky fuel sources rather than new, safer ones. The Bush policy scoffs at conservation and renewable energy as being sissified. It's as if the White House is saying, real men drill. Real men do nukes. Many members of Congress knew better, but they went along. Perhaps it was the promise of presidential quid pro quos in an election year, or maybe campaign gifts from the nuclear industry. And maybe because Yucca Mountain isn't in their backyard. But here's the problem. Yucca Mountain isn't big enough to handle all of the nation's radioactive wastes. Much of it will remain on-site at reactors. That's right, remain. Secondly, the plan calls for shipments across miles of the nation's highways and rail lines. In Oregon, how do officials protect more than 500 miles of highway from a terrorist act and hundreds of additional miles of railroad track? Do we really think we can station the National Guard along our transportation corridors? Who would stop an attack from a vehicle loaded with TNT? Nevertheless, the program will start in 2.5 years. In Oregon, communities along Interstate 5 south to Eugene will live within miles of the shipments. Then the route switches to Highway 58 through Oak Ridge and picks up Highway 97 south through Chiloquin and Klamath Falls before heading to California. It was a big victory for the White House and the nuclear industry. They're positively glowing with their achievement. Before long, we may be glowing too. This is Les O'Coin.